Our epistle for this Feast of Pentecost is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. When the days of Pentecost were drawing to a close, they were all gathered in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a violent wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as a fire, which settled upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in foreign tongues, even as the Holy Spirit prompted them to speak. Now there were staying at Jerusalem devout Jews from every nation under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude gathered and were bewildered in mind, because each heard them speaking in his own language. But they were all amazed and marveled, saying, "Behold, are not all of these that are speaking Galileans? And how have we heard each his own language in which he was born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya and about the Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, Jews also and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we have heard them speaking in our own language of the wonderful works of God." Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, verses 23 to 31. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while yet dwelling with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your mind whatever I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I go away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would indeed rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it has come to pass, that when it has come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the Prince of the world is coming, and in me he has nothing. But he comes that the world may know that I love the Father, and that I do as the Father has commanded me." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray, O God, who by the light of the Holy Ghost has instruct the hearts of thy faithful. Grant by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise, never to rejoice in his consolation, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Today we celebrate when the Holy Spirit descended upon Mary and the apostles, the first bishops of the church, and upon the church herself, for the church on this day, having been formed by Christ and instituted by Christ, was born. For the Spirit of God came to dwell within the church, and still does. And also dwells in her members, any of her members that are in sanctifying grace. But it is not sufficient for us to be in sanctifying grace. People have this concept, well, if I'm in sanctifying grace, I go to heaven. Not so. Remember the parable that our Lord talks about, where the servants were giving gifts? To one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1. The one who got 5 talents went and got 5 more. The one who had 2 went, used it properly, and got 2 more. But the one who had 1 didn't use it, hid it. You see, in Scripture, there are 3 types of reprobates. Those that reject grace, those who have the opportunity for grace but don't get it, they don't necessarily reject it, and then those who get grace and don't make use of it. When the master returned, the three servants came and stood before them. The first showed him the five he gave, and the five the servant earned. The one who had the two did the same, and the master said to those servants, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But the one with one went before him and says, "Here's the one you gave me." Unfolded the dirty napkin that he had wrapped it in, dirty because it was buried. And the master of the house calls that servant wicked, a wicked servant. And when we see those that were invited to the marriage feast and they rejected it, they even treated the servant shamefully and killed some of them in that parable. Then you have the foolish virgins and the wise virgins. The foolish virgins didn't make use of the grace. Or they didn't receive it. They didn't get it. The opportunity that they had. And when the bridegroom came, they had no oil to light their lamps. And the one of the talent, he received the gift. It didn't make use of it. Now we who have received sanctifying grace have received the Holy Spirit. We were first introduced to the Holy Spirit at baptism. Christ says, "By water and the Spirit, unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." And so at baptism, we, having been washed away from original sin, being given an indelible mark as a child of God and heir of heaven, we received the Holy Spirit, also known as sanctifying grace, the life of God in our soul. Every time we go to the sacraments, confession or communion, we receive an increase in sanctifying grace. If unfortunate we have been, and we have lost our connection with God, we can reconnect by going to confession with all humility and contrition. We come to communion, we receive Christ. He brings what he brought to the church. He brings the life of God to us, an increase. The life of God in us is perfected. Every time we go to the sacraments, this is the beginning of an eternal journey. For when we get to heaven, this will continue. We'll continue to get closer and closer to God and to behold the beatific vision. But that journey and what direction we go on, it is up to us. If we receive the Holy Spirit, embrace him, and open ourselves up to him, we see and we find that he brings gifts. Seven to be exact. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. These are gifts that we have to make use of. Like St. Paul says, we have to stir up the Spirit within us. Otherwise, can we escape the title of wicked servant? But if we stir up the grace within us, and we realize, as St. Paul says, we are temples of God, tabernacles of the Most High, the Spirit of God dwells within us, then life starts to grow. Like a tree that produces fruit. Fruit automatically comes. We call these the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Charity, joy, peace, patience, goodness, benignity, long-suffering, mildness, constancy, among others. We don't have to worry about having those. Those will come automatically if we embrace the Holy Spirit. Why do you think St. Paul says, "If I should give all my goods to feed the poor, yet do not have charity, it profits me nothing"? What is he talking about? He's talking about the embrace of God and embracing God. If we don't have that, if there is not intimacy between us and God, it doesn't profit us anything. But this is the opportunity that we have today, isn't it? To have the Spirit of God dwell within us. And how does he come to dwell within us? He's a guest. Guests have to be invited. He will not force his way into a man's heart. He waits for an invitation. And that's why with the church, we are encouraged to pray, Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. But the church can pray for itself, but only the individual can make that invitation for themselves. Will you not join with the church today and make that invitation to the Holy Spirit? Now, it's important to understand that he will not come to us unless we've made room for him. And that means we have to get rid of some things, those things that are opposed to him. One of the main things, pride and arrogance. The humble and the contrite heart the Lord will not despise. And there is one sure way to have the workings of the Holy Spirit within you. We all but need to take a look at history and how the Holy Spirit has worked in the three great fiats, or the three great instances or ages of the church, or I should say of history: creation, redemption, and sanctification. At the creation, take out your Bibles and open up to chapter 1 of Genesis, and you will say, from the beginning, before God created anything, the Spirit of God hovered over the water. In Latin, the term is Maris, another name given to our Blessed Mother, or title of our Blessed Mother. Ave Maris Stella, Star of the Sea. We have at the redemption, of course, starting with the incarnation, the angel Gabriel was sent by the Heavenly Father to our Blessed Mother and asked her to be the mother of the God-made man. And our Blessed Mother did not want to violate any promises she made to God and asked him how this was to be. And the angel told her, the Spirit will come over thee. That's why we pray in the Creed that she was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Or she conceived by the Holy Spirit. And of course, at the sanctification, the apostles gathered around for the first novena of the church. And they gathered, if you read scripture, around our Blessed Mother. Call upon our Blessed Mother, especially during this month, her month, and ask her to intercede for you and to ask the Holy Spirit to come and more abundantly abide in you, that you may make good use of the gifts that he gives and produce the fruits he wishes, and so that you may realize your true purpose, which is not time, but an eternity with God, which starts in time. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.